Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Friends, I am Vivian McPeak, and this is Hemp Present. During the pregnancy of her fifth child, a young Washington mother named Jessamine Way developed terrible migraine headaches, fainting spells, and blood pressure problems. After the birth of her child, she was sent to the hospital ER, where a CAT scan revealed that she had a brain tumor deep within her skull. She was told that her prognosis was very grim and that she had a dismal 5 to 10% chance of surviving the required surgery. She became resigned to the fact that she would be leaving her children behind, at the time ages 11 days, 2, 4, and 14 years old. Miraculously, she survived the operation but was left with severe epilepsy. Jessamine was experiencing 15 to 20 seizures per day. She was given the bleak prognosis of only 2 years to live, as doctors predicted that one of her tonic, clonic, or grand mal seizures would kill her. Her seizures were so severe that she bit off part of her tongue and repeatedly injured herself. She was unable to go outside or even leave the room for long periods of time due to the stress and the possibility of triggering a seizure. Her children suffered the loss of a functional mother. Then she met a man who told her about oral medical cannabis. Jessamine decided to try a combination of THC and CBD along with her prescription medications. On the first day, her epileptic seizures dropped by 50%, and within a week, the frequency of her seizures dropped another 25%. With a 75% decrease in seizures, she was able to go outside again and even play with her children. Her life was turning around. Then, in 2012, she was diagnosed with an intrinsic brainstem glioma, an inoperable and terminal tumor in the brainstem. That was a decade ago, but not only is Jessamine thankfully still with us, but she and her husband, Todd, have returned to this show to update us about their amazing journey together. Welcome back, Jessamine and Todd, to Cannabis Radio.
Thank you.
Nice to see you again.
Absolutely. As I mentioned in my intro, in 2012, you, Jessamine, had been diagnosed with an intrinsic inoperable brainstem glioma. For most people, that would be a death sentence. How did you beat the odds?
Well, with that, they did offer chemo and everything, but they said that I would still most likely be gone. And so I went and I changed my lifestyle, because I had been a very big woman before as well, being, you know, a women's size 24 and weighing almost 300 pounds. So I went and we, Todd totally helped, you know, he detoxed the house and got rid of all, you know, shampoos and washes and everything you would need that could have chemicals in it. And then I went on an organic ground vegetable juice diet, because I could no longer swallow because of this thing growing in my throat. So juice fasting, vegan, and then I also had to do daily exercise and add in, you know, more of the cannabis oil that we used.
At one time, you were taking up to 30 prescribed. I'm sorry, you have more to add?
Oh, I was just saying, Todd's been very helpful with all of that.
Detoxing the house was rather complicated. I filled an entire 12x12 shed full of paint thinner, Braxo bleach, et cetera, everything with anything artificial in the entire house had to be removed. Detox the house and detox Jessamine.
Jessamine, at one point you were taking up to 30 prescribed pharmaceutical pills, all kinds of different medications. How effective were the pharmaceuticals at treating your seizures?
They weren't, and they still would not be. I have tried all kinds of different and multiple during the day and in the night, and I lost two pregnancies because of them
previously.
And I decided that I really just didn't want to do that. And since I was sick with that and had been sick with this, I went the entire other direction and did this lifestyle change. And I tried the cannabis oil and I upped it, you know, and it's a high CBD, lower THC amount, because being epileptic, I need to be able to function well. And so I can just be on it and just feel like a normal person. And without it, I wouldn't be here. So it takes a little bit of a whole lifestyle change. But definitely without cannabis, I would not be alive. And neither would now my two other daughters, because I have a total of six. But my youngest two daughters, ages 7 and 5, were not going to ever be born if I had been on CBD instead of pharmaceuticals.
You know, you have both been put through the ringer, and with everything that you've endured, you've shown amazing strength and resilience. And Todd, you've been with Jessamine through her entire journey, and the stress and the demands must also have placed an incredible burden on you. You were last on the show in 2016. How are you both doing today?
We have a life that's progressing forward instead of waiting for the other shoe to drop. We're raising two wonderful little girls in a small town here, and just enjoying life, where previously we were waiting for the next ambulance ride and really just was pretty bleak. Now we're very optimistic, I think, now for sure. Things have turned around.
Yeah, it's been a blessing, and I really shouldn't be here. And then a lot of people I talk to end up going, my goodness sakes, you've just had all of these brain surgeries. I mean, I just had my sixth brain surgery, 7 months ago. And now you see me up and functioning, and you know, I have goals to get back to cycling and doing all kinds of physical activities, and being able to even just speak to people because of this.
So do you agree with the statement that if it wasn't for cannabis oil, you wouldn't be alive today?
Very much so. And if it wasn't for cannabis oil, neither would my two daughters. I wouldn't have been able to carry their pregnancies. And so my last two daughters, because Ayoka is now 7 and Anya is 5. And it helped me carry those pregnancies without pharmaceutical medications, and they have nothing wrong with them. There's no mental or, you know, any problems with the girls. They are incredibly intelligent and actually above grade, a couple of them, both of them. So they're really good.
The other consideration is that once you've failed two epilepsy medications, they consider your epilepsy irretractable. And we had trialed pretty much every single epilepsy med on the books. And so just slow the progression of her epilepsy, because it is a progressive disease that causes more and more brain damage. The cannabis oil was literally the last stop on the block. It slowed the progression enough to allow her to get to this point where we're at today. I think otherwise she would have probably succumbed to one of those grand malls over the last 10 years since I've known her.
Wow. We've got a little over a minute till the first break. Did you have to relocate because of the cannabis oil?
Yes, we did, because in Washington State at the time we relocated, I had only had Ayoka. I hadn't had Anya yet. And it was not legally there the way I needed it.
Well, they had a registration system that was very prohibitive, and basically trying to eliminate home growers.
Yeah, and then trying to have it in the hospital and do all of that was difficult too. So we came here so that we could also just grow our own and produce our own, because it's also still expensive for a lot of people. Yeah. So
in Washington State, it's 15 plants indoors only. They're lock and key, and they have to be able to inspect your location, and it's rather tight. In Oregon, you can have 4 plants wherever as long as they're not in public view.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, full disclosure, I voted against the legalization law here in Washington State in 2012 because of home grow and the DUI thing. your journey together is just truly amazing. And I'm so thrilled to hear you thriving and to have you back on the show. We're going to take a quick break and come back with more from Todd and Jessamine.
Time to roll out for the people that let us hemp present. Hang loose. We're coming right back.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one-coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
And we're back. Jessamine, you've been through so much to control your seizures. The hippocampus is a part of the brain that helps humans process and retrieve two types of memory, declarative memories and spatial relationships, and probably more than that. You had yours surgically removed. Why is that? And you can tell us what that's been like for you and Todd.
Well, they removed my full left hippocampus and part of my left cranial lobe. They did a laser ablation.
Wow.
And basically zapped it off. And it was, I was hospitalized for like
6 weeks.
And, you know, one, they initially put they did multiple things. They cut into me and had to stick wiring in there. And then while I was, you know, still functioning, and then record the things. So I had this big balloon thing on my head with wires coming out of my skull. And then they did another surgery, take them out. And
since November 21, she had the first stereotactic EEG, 24 holes with 18 leads in her brain. And June 1st, she had the first part of her hippocampus removed, about 50% of the left hippocampus. And then it was not successful. We had to come back in August and have the rest of the left hippocampus completely removed, and also a reactive neurostimulator was installed. During that surgery, she had 3 brain surgeries in the course of a month, and was intubated all those times, and has had struggling with the side effects from all those surgeries currently. But she's recovering,
and yes,
she did not remember who I was. She didn't remember who I was or who we were when she came out of her last surgery.
Wow.
But she regained good portion of those memories, but still has a big gaps. She's doing great.
I mean, I've had to say, she's doing great, man. As far as I'm concerned, it's amazing.
Well,
cannabis
I also
is legal go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I think there's a little delay here. Go ahead.
Okay. I was going to say, I also wanted to throw in that, doing this, surgery and the memory issues, being on the cannabis, they knew and I needed to do it. And without it, I still wouldn't be able to survive, because coming out of those brain surgeries, it helps to calm me and keep me more in.
They even gave her the last of their stash of Epidiolex while she was in. It wasn't an official formulary, but I mean, they had some left over from a trial, and they gave it to her while she was in the hospital. It seemed to help her recover. So they seem to know what's going on, the medical professionals, but they can't do anything about it because they're bound by the AMA.
And it sounds like you guys have been educating them.
Against their will.
That's my plan.
Right? I mean, they must be amazed.
Well, this is a medicine for some of us, and we would not survive. And again, my two little girls wouldn't exist without it, and they are perfectly fine. So it needs to come down from being a level one in the United States to being that people can go get it when they're, you know, 21 and over, like you can go get alcohol or cigarettes or anything, you know, and you should be able to treat yourself, because it's not fair to everyone out there to put all these, you know, laws and restrictions. The only people that truly make money from it is going to be the pharmaceutical companies.
Are you on any pharmaceuticals today?
Yes, I am currently on a low dose of one seizure medication, and I am on some women's hormones and some pain relievers. My goal is to eventually get off of the majority of everything, but just having major, you know, big old brain surgeries and having my head popped open has made it so that it's going to take some time. But when I did get out of that last surgery, I was on like 9 different meds a day, multiple times a day, and it was very difficult. So now I've been trying to slowly back myself off and see how I'm doing, but I'm doing so much better. I mean, I was having so many seizures, and yeah, it's been a major blessing to be where I'm at.
Can you describe what your seizures are like for you?
Well, since I did the brain surgery, I've only had a few of the grand mal tonic clonics, which is where you drop and flop and bite off the sides of your tongue and everything. And now I have
she has psychogenic, which sounds terrible, psychogenic seizures, but they're it just means from the brain, from the trauma, from all the surgeries. She's had three craniotomies and over 75 holes drilled in her skull. That's a lot of work on the skull. And so just the trauma from all those surgeries causes seizures. They're no longer focal point seizures like she used to have, because the hippocampus, the focal point of the seizures, was ablated. So that's no longer going on. Now they're just as strong, if not stronger, than the other seizures, but they're far, far, far more infrequent, and they're able to be stressed. They're stress caused, so we're able to slow them with cannabis oil being the main medicine we use to calm her, keep her from having too many stress-induced seizures now. So different. Right.
Definitely. And again, I'm still just trying to get memory and everything back, and that was difficult. But I am told by lots of people that meet me that I am doing amazingly well for where I was. And it's good to be, you know, patient and just try to take care of yourself calmly. And cannabis very much helps.
Considering they removed the organ that maintains her short-term memory on the left side, it's the right side that's slowly taking over. And it's wonderful to watch as it takes over. She's able to retain memories and hold a conversation, things like that, where she struggled previously.
Do you think that the neuroprotective components of cannabis has been an aid?
The slowing of the progression of her epilepsy was dramatically slowed. We were able to go almost 10 years without this brain surgery to remove the lesions. In fact, by her own doctors who did the initial surgery in 2009, his own admission is that we should have waited until they perfected this surgical technique she just had done. And we were able to do that with cannabis oil. In fact, the last time we talked to him was in 2013. He said, wait 5 years. Well, we waited 8 years, but we didn't really wait. We waited, wow. I think 6 years. And then we finally pushed through the barriers of Medicare, Medicaid, and the public, you know, they don't like give away $1 million surgeries for free.
Yeah. And the cannabis oil very much just continues to help me because I cannot be off it. It is too much stress, too much panic, too much everything. It very much helps to keep me calm. I mean, you and I are discussing things and I'm on it now, and it makes it so I can actually function better. Because if I wasn't on it, my epilepsy levels and stress levels would increase my seizures.
Wow. What a profound story and an experience you all have had. We're going to have to go to another break and come back and explore this inspiring journey that you've been on together. It's just really stunning. I'm just so happy that you're doing so well, you know, because when you're on the show in 2016, I had no idea how the long-term prognosis was going to be. And this is just sounds like a best case scenario considering everything. So, you know, we'll be right back.
Time to roll out for the people that let us hemp present. Hang loose. We're coming right back.
And we are back. So cannabis is legal in Oregon, and there are brick and mortar stores where anyone of age can legally walk in and purchase cannabis oil. But you guys produce your own cannabis oil for Jessamine. Why is that?
It's extremely expensive. She has to take about a gram of RSO a day, and that's the RSO is diluted into carrier oil, MCT oil, and but she takes a significant amount per day to maintain her seizure load. So we've tried less and we've tried more. It just seems to average out around about a gram or so a day. And if you can imagine, even at the cheapest medical discounted prices of $25 a gram, you can imagine you would run out of money very quickly if we relied on somebody else to make it. In fact, we tried locally produced high grade CBD oils, even the strongest ones, the 2400 milligram per 30 milliliter. The oil that she takes is more like 35 or 4000 milligrams, so about 4 grams per 30 milliliter liquid. So it's 4 times stronger than you would find at the local CBD store.
And someone with a condition like mine, you know, for me to be able to survive, you know, needs a stronger stuff. But I don't like to be with this epilepsy. I can't have it be too much THC because that will knock me over the edge and make me more epileptic. So I have to find that good balance with the CBD to the THC.
We also learned that the functional the dosage for Epidiolex, for example, that they're giving to you know, kids, even anybody in Europe and other places who have seizures, the Epidiolex is equivalent to 100 milligrams of CBD. And so to equate 100 milligrams of CBD into equate that, you would literally have to get almost a quarter of a gram of RSO CBD to make yourself or buy anywhere. It's just not as strong homegrown as a produced by a pharmaceutical company. So you just have to take more of it.
Yeah, one of my next guests coming up in a few weeks is an Australian mother who's got a 14-year-old daughter, and she was on the show also about 6 years ago. And her daughter has tonic-clonic seizures and has had to, you know, she's had to have CPR several times. And it's funny how everybody, I've talked to parents in various countries and everybody's dealing with the same challenges, you know, the same regulatory stuff and trying to deal with it. we don't have much time. Jasmine, can you just quickly talk about the dietary changes that you made to change this lifestyle?
Well, again, I used to be a very heavy person. And before this last big set of brain surgeries I just did in the last, year, I was slimmer and doing a lot of cycling because being a woman that had been very large, I went into, lifestyle change, diet change. I'm still vegan, very low sugar to no sugar, lots of carbs or loss of carbs, no carbs. And I do eat eggs, but we have a farmer nearby that gets them organically. I also do a lot of, juicing and things like that because diet, lifestyle, exercise, you need all of these things with your cannabis oil to be able to help your body, fight off becoming ill. And this also helps me keep from having that brainstem glioma grow back because that's another thing I worry about. So it's very much, remaining healthy.
Is it, how big is it at this moment?
It's gone.
Is it detect? It's gone. Wow.
It's undetectable.
It's undetectable. Yeah. When it was at its worst, I could no longer swallow. And that's when I switched to the vegetable juicing because I couldn't even swallow food anymore.
The pressure from the tumor in her spinal cord was pressing on her C1 and C2 nerve roots and causing some paralysis through her facial and around through her larynx.
Yeah, and at that time I was still eating meat and just doing meat and non-ketogenic diet, and that's what made it get worse. So that's why I went.
Well,
to
I can't
vegan.
Tell you guys. I can't tell you how pleased I am to talk to you both again. So much love to you both, and you stay strong. I wish we had more time, but our time's running out. But let's stay in touch.
Definitely. Thank you.
Nice to talk to you again.
Absolutely. That concludes this installment of Hempresent on Cannabis Radio. The Hempresent intro music is 7 Mile Beach by Joanne Rand. And the outro music is Take Back the Plant from Sticker Bush. When it comes to prohibition, you got the right not to remain silent. See you next week and stay strong.
Marijuana!
The opinions expressed on this CannabisRadio.com program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of CannabisRadio.com. Any rebroadcast, republication, or retransmission of this program without proper consent is prohibited.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.